the coin. The rain came from nowhere. The weatherman had said to expect sunny skies, and yet Jared found himself soaked to the bone on his way to the office. Just my luck, he thought. Jared thought that a lot. His luck. As though he were a leaf floating down the river, being carried here and there by some other force. Jared's life wasn't all bad. He had a good job, nice apartment, and a few close friends. Jared was in touch with his family and was in relatively good health. But more often than not, Jared felt empty, almost like a hollowed-out tree that was standing out in a field. One good windstorm might knock it right over. Jared rushed through the maze of pedestrians who'd had the foresight to bring their umbrellas. Dashing here and there, Jared ducked into his favorite coffee bar. The heat from the fireplace instantly warmed his face. He stood next to it for a moment. Turning to the counter, Jared bumped into an old man. "I'm sorry, I didn't see you there," Jared quickly made amends. "Not to worry, son. I bet there's a lot you don't see," the old man replied. He smiled wide and extended his hand. Jared looked at the hand, dirty, then made eye contact with the stranger. His eyes were bright, as though they themselves couldn't see the straitened condition this man's body was in. Out of social obligation, Jared took the hand and shook it. The old boy was stronger than he looked, a good, tight grip. "If you'll buy me a cup of coffee, I'll give you my most valuable possession." The old man's face transformed into a stone, serious expression. "You know what? Yeah, I'll buy you a cup of and a muffin. Let it just be my treat." Jared surprised himself to hear this offer. Normally, he was frugal with his closest friends, let alone a perfect stranger. But there was something about this old boy's eyes that pierced Jared's mind. They walked to the counter together. "I'll have a large black Americano to go, and whatever my friend here wants." The old man ordered a double shot espresso and a blueberry muffin. I have not had a muffin in so long. Thank you," he patted Jared on the back. Pointing to a small table near the fireplace, the old man said, "Here, let's sit a while and let you dry off." Without waiting for an answer, the grubby stranger took a seat and sipped his coffee. Jared looked at his watch. He didn't have time for a visit, but he was soaked through in that fire. It looked inviting. He found himself moving to the table as if on autopilot. Together, they drank their coffees in silence, both staring into the flames and enjoying this quiet moment. The shop was alive with customers coming and going, chatting away, but Jared and the odd old man were contemplative. Jared started to laugh, not sure why. "What's so funny?" "Oh, nothing, I guess, and everything. I don't even know, to be honest. I mean, I'm late for work, and I'm just realizing I've not been this relaxed. Well, I can't remember when," Jared replied. "I told you I'd give you my most valuable possession in exchange for this coffee." No. This is on me. I insist," said Jared. "Well, I appreciate that. No good bargain is ever one-sided. Here," the old man opened his hand and held it out to Jared. There in his gnarled, unwashed hand was a shiny copper coin. Not a penny. This coin was larger, even bigger than a silver dollar. It was a little tarnished, but you could still see an image of the world. And on top of it was this octopus grabbing the world in its clutches. What a strange-looking coin, Jared thought. But this entire morning had been strange, hadn't it? "Take it. It's yours," said the old man. "But why? And what is it?" He smiled and turned the coin over in his hand. This is the formula for life. The good life. See?" He held up the coin closer to Jared and revealed the back side. There was an inscription. "Here, read it." Jared took the coin and held it up to the light. The script was worn down, but still legible. He squinted and mouthed the three sentences to himself. "Look forward. Learn from the past. Live in the present." "What's it mean?" Jared asked. The old man turned his attention back to the fireplace. He smiled and stared into the flames with a distant look in his eyes. "It's a treasure map." "Huh? What do you mean?" "Jared, this is the key to the vault. This is the formula for abundance. The coin you're holding is worth more than all the money in the U.S. Treasury. Jared was obviously confused. Then it dawned on him. Hey, wait a minute. I never told you my name. The old man turned to him, pointed to his coffee cup, and smiled. Jared was written in marker on the side of the cup. Jared laughed. Okay, but still, this is all a bit much. How can this ratty old coin be worth so much? The coin isn't really worth anything. Maybe a cup of coffee, he winked. See, it's the formula that's inscribed. That's what's worth millions. And if left unused, it's worth nothing. You're chasing a future, one you can see but not touch. You live much of your life in that day yet unborn. And when you're not there, you're likely living in the past, celebrating those victories or chastising yourself over mistakes you've made, things you said or didn't say. But the magic of life, the secret to happiness, is living in the present. This morning that we've shared together, the coffee, this fire, the generosity you've shown me, living in the present, you'll not only find your fortune, but you'll find meaning in it. Now take that coin, and may it bring you many years of happiness as it has to me. Jared thought he understood until that last line, as it has him. The old guy looks homeless. He's hardly a case study in success. I know what you're thinking, but trust me, my life has been grand. I wouldn't trade it for anything on earth. Now go find your purpose, Jared, and let the coin be your guide. He pointed to the other side of the coin. He said, see here, even a creature of the deep has a purpose and its own path to the top of the world. Jared smiled as he held the coin close. He closed his eyes and soaked up the heat of the fire for a long moment. Truly, he did feel the moment. He felt it. The old man's words made perfect sense in that moment. He opened his eyes and started to say something, but he stopped. His mouth was wide open. The old man was gone. For a split second, Jared wondered, had he even been there at all? Then he was brought back to the moment with the cold metal copper coin in his hand. Looking all around the coffee shop, Jared saw no trace of the old man, none except the precious gift he'd given him. He clutched his hand around the coin tightly. He said a silent prayer of thanks. Gratitude for the present would be the waypoint of his life from now on. The good life is waiting for you right here in the present. Said I woke up to the summer shining through, calling out my friends asking what's the move, feeling a little different, I'm on something new. Today, I ain't gonna let no clouds get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I picked. Catch me sitting in the sun, no top of shade. Today, ooh, this is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Joyful. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be joyful. Joyful today. I'm gonna be joyful. Joyful. Ooh, I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be.